Our ears perked up yesterday when America's top general said it is very concerning. It being China's test of a next-generation missile known as hypersonic. On Bloomberg TV yesterday, Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, used the word Sputnik, referring to the Soviet satellite launch in 1957 that set off a Cold War arms race.
I don't know if it's quite a Sputnik moment, but I think it's very close to that. So it's a very significant technological event that occurred, or test that occurred by the Chinese, and it has all of our attention.
And here and now, security analyst Jim Walsh joins us now. And Jim, hypersonic, what are we talking about here? What makes it different from other missiles?
Well, Scott, you know, there are all kinds of different missiles. And the defining characteristic of hypersonic glide weapons is actually not the speed, despite all the talk about speed. It's that they can, in theory, evade missile defenses by flying lower to the ground and using maneuverability. Unlike a big ICBM that's launched, you know, halfway across the planet into space and then splashing down later, coming down later, the hypersonic flies low and, in theory, can be maneuverable, which gives it some advantages. But everything now is in a testing phase. There is no deployed hypersonic system.
Now, I understand many countries, including ours, are in this chase for this technology. So is the news here not just that China has conducted this test, but that it conducted a very visible one over the summer?
Well, the U.S. and Russia and other countries have investigated hypersonics for years. And I think that, yes, certainly tensions were, and really tensions for the last year with China have been difficult. There are any number of issues, South China Sea, Taiwan, you know, the concerns that General Milley himself had to call China during the transition, the new inauguration period. So, things have been tense, and so that people pay more attention to it. But I think they're really in pursuit. They have defense objectives. They're trying to counter U.S. Missile defenses, and that's their main motivation.
Is there a real fear in the Pentagon or other circles that this could set off a next arms race?
Well, I don't know if it's in the Pentagon, but certainly that's a concern. It's my main concern. Now, when people talk about hypersonic missiles, they focus on the hypersonic part. I think they should be focusing on the missile part. It means more missiles, whatever kind, it means more missiles. And we currently have a missile race on the Korean Peninsula between South Korea and North Korea. And now we may be on the precipice of a costly and dangerous missile race more generally. But it's everyone. Britain announced it's building more nuclear weapons. The U.S. is introducing new systems and capabilities. The Chinese are showing off missile fields. You know, and after decades of success, the whole arms control enterprise seems like it's teetering. So I think an arms race is the main concern of all the things that people have discussed.
So for Beijing, what do you think is the point of showing this off? We already know China has adopted, as you described, a more muscular role in the world, flying fighter jets very close to Taiwan, et cetera.
Well, I think the main motivation is that they're trying to solve what they see as a defense vulnerability. You may remember famously that Hillary Clinton said back, I think in 2016, that she would ring China with missile defenses. And they see that as undermining their nuclear deterrent. So any country in that situation is going to take steps to try to counter what its adversary has done. And the way you deal with missile defenses is you build more weapons, or you build weapons that can mask what they're doing, or you build weapons like hypersonics that can evade missile defenses. But whatever else is going on between the U.S. and China, China wants to solve this problem as a defense problem, just like any other country would.
I guess we should say that China denies this was a missile test. They say they sent up a reusable space vehicle. But I want to come back to General Milley. He said hypersonic, that's the official answer, coming out of Beijing.
Yes, of course.
General Milley said hypersonic weapons represent an enormous change in the character of war. A little bit less than a minute. Do you agree?
No, it does not change the fundamental logic of nuclear weapons. You know, they're all sorts of missiles. And China's pursuit of hypersonics and building missile fields is a logical response to a country that like us that has nuclear weapons. Every weapon system has its strengths and weaknesses. Hypersonics is no different. I don't see it as a game changer. I see it as another step in the tit for tat back and forth as countries compete with each other, unfortunately, on this battlefield of nuclear weapons.
Okay, Jim Walsh is here and now security analyst and senior research associate at the MIT Security Studies Program. Jim, thanks as always.
Thanks, Scott.